tummy flies, the world is turning, life goes on for you and me. Our chief concern is money earning, why can't someone set us free? Can't you feel him? Can't you feel him?
Feel me, I'm coming. She almost left town yesterday. She had everything she would say about all the things I'd done wrong, how they just made her strong. I almost killed you last night, she said. I almost killed you last night, dead. Ended your life. It's so close, it hurts. So close, it hurts. She almost stood up for herself. She never been anywhere. Everybody told her to leave, but somehow no one believed when she said, I almost killed you last night, she said. I almost killed you last night, dead. I almost ended your life.
So physically dominating in this matchup, Booker T has turned the tide and gets a two count, and only two.
Booker T pacing himself here, and we want you fans at home to pace yourself. Don't touch the dial. Roddy Piper, his confrontation with Hollywood Hulk Hogan from last night in its entirety. You'll see everything that you didn't see at the pay-per-view as far as that interview is concerned. You'll see that here tonight. It is going to be interesting indeed. And, you know, when you see Piper and Hogan together in, you have to ask yourself, again, don't anybody jump off the cliff here reading anything into this, but what if?
Looks like he could be setting up for that top rope move. The Hall of Fame!
Missed it.
Did not connect.
He nicked him in the back, but he did not put it where he needed it. And Luger ready to rock and roll.
Well, if he gets him up across his shoulders, I wonder if he'll snap his back like he did Arn Anderson. I wonder if he'll let loose of the hold if he gives up. I wonder if we even get him up in the air. He's going for it.
He had him.
Wait a minute. He's distracted. There he is. And he does not look like a happy man. This is eerie. Any thoughts that we had about a reconciliation between Luger and Sting? It's obviously a stretch of the imagination, because Luger has just walked out of a match. I've never seen him do that before. He is going through the crowd, and he is going to Sting. Sting, what in the world?
He turned his back on him.
Is going through your... Look at Luger. This is nuts.
Obviously, this thing isn't over with Luger and Sting. Luger wants to confront him and find out what's going on.
He just got counted out.
He doesn't care. He wants to talk to Sting, and Sting will have nothing to do with him.
This is nuts.
As a result of a count out, Booker T.
I told you I will hurt somebody.
You're lucky. All right. Piper, Hogan, confrontation from last.
Won't you hold me in your arms? Yeah. 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 And I heard him say, nothing's ever promised tomorrow today. From the shy like Tim, it's a harder way. So this is in the name of love, like Robert say. Before you ask me to go get a job today, can I at least get a raise on the minimum wage? And I know the government administer AIDS, so I guess we just pray like the minister say. Alu Akbar and throwing some hot cars. The things we seen on the screen, it's not ours. But these niggas from the hood, so these dreams not far. Where I'm from, the dope boys is the rock stars. But they can't cop cars without seeing cop cars. I guess they want us all behind bars. I know it, and I heard them say, nothing's ever promised tomorrow today. And I heard them say, nothing's ever promised tomorrow today. But we'll find a way.
Nothing lasts forever, but be honest, babe. It hurts, but it may be the only way.
They say people in your life are seasons, and anything that happens is for a reason. And niggas gun clapping and keep the squeezing, and grab, keep praying and keep believing in Jesus, and one day that you see him. Till then walk in his footsteps and try to be him. The devil is alive, I feel him breathing. Claiming money is the key, so keep on dreaming, and put them lottery tickets just to tease us. My Aunt Pam can't put them cigarettes down, so now my little cousin smoking them cigarettes now. His job try to claim that he too niggerish now. Is it cause his skin blacker than licorice now? I can't figure it out, sticking it now. And I heard him say, nothing's ever promised tomorrow today. And I heard him say, nothing's ever promised tomorrow today. But we'll find a way.
Nothing lasts forever, but be honest, babe. It hurts, but it may be the only way. With every worthless word, we get more far away. And nothing's ever promised tomorrow.
might interrupt idealistic will so hard to please. Put your indecisive mind at ease. You broke the set, now there's only singles, there's no looking back, and this time I'm beating. Are you happy now? Well, tell me how you're happy now.
Are you
tenderness, habitual, a seldom fading ritual. You killed the bear, now only one is breathing. There's no looking back this time. I'm meaning, are you happy now? Well, tell me how you're happy now.
Are you happy?
Are you happy now? How is it now? Are you happy now?
Richard Tauber are singing by the bed. There's a glass of punch below your feet and an angel at your head. There's devils on each side of you with bottles in their hand. You need one more drop of poison and you'll dream of foreign lands.
When you pissed yourself in Frankfurt and got sipped down in Cologne, and you're at the rattling death trains as you lay there all alone. Frank Ryan bought you whiskey in a brothel in Madrid, and you text some fucking black shirt who was cursing all the yids. And a sick bit of Coot Cullen will kneel and say a prayer, but a ghost are rattling at the door and the devil's in that chair. They used in tavern, you screamed it was your shell, but I wouldn't give you a service, so you kicked the windows out. They took you out into the street, kicked you in the brains, so you went back then through a bolted door and did it all again. And a sick bit of Coot Cullen will kneel and say a prayer, and the ghosts are rattling at the door, and the devil's in that chair. Hey!
evening when you heard the banshees howl. There was lazy drunken bastards singing Billy in the Bell. They took you up to midnight mass and left you in the lurch. So you dropped a button in the plate and spewed up in the church. Now you sing a song of liberty for blacks and packs of jocks. And I take you from this dump you're in and stick you in a box. Then I take you to the prior and shove you in the ground. Where you stick your head back out and shout, we'll have another round. At the graveside of Cook Cullen, we'll kneel around and cry. And God is in his heaven and Billy's down by the bay.
Took you so long, huh?
Why do you let her mother get to you?
Forget about her, will you? She never wanted Rose to marry me, never. She says I drink too much, I smoke too much, I gamble. I mean, she's right, but what am I gonna do? I can't control myself. No, I got no, what's the word I'm looking for? I got no,
Class.
Nah, we know I got class. No, it's a certain word I'm looking for. What's the word, you know, for someone who can't say no?
Sonia.
Not Sonia, no, not Sonia. No, I got no, willpower. That's the word I'm looking for. Willpower. I got no willpower. That's what it is.
Yeah, willpower.
Make a left on Elm. I got a quick shoot.
What shoot? You didn't say anything about a shoot.
Leave me alone. We ain't got enough problems, all right? Just make a left on Elm. I got a quick shoot. I'll be quick. You can help me, all right?
Well, I can help you. Well, thanks.
Hey, you really think I got no class?
Oh, I don't think you got no class.
You had plenty of money in 1922. Some other men do. Get out of here. Give me some money too. You're sitting down.
All right. Okay, man. Melrose Place. Bonus, man. I am totally, totally addicted to this show. It's a babe fest, man. Heather Locklear. She's the leader of the Bod Squad, man. Ah, Amanda. Sweet Amanda. She's the woman of my dreams. Of my dreams. Of my... Oh, where am I? What the? Oh, thank God. Garth, wake up. Come on, man. It's me, Wayne. Wake up. Come on, Garth.
Good morning, Wayne.
Oddy, 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 oddy. Swing! I'm not worthy!
Cut the crap, Tiger. Last night was okay, but don't let it get to your head, Wayne. I'm an important advertising executive with an agency to run, and I have to get to work. You better go before my boyfriend Jake finds you.
Jake? Jake? I'm in Melrose Place. Cool. All right. The number one show for young adults, ages 18 to 34. A tough little demographic to crack. Excellent. Excellent. All right.
What are you doing in Amanda's apartment?
Hi, Jake. Jake, I'm the new handyman.
What do you mean?
You know, I'm unclogging her pipes.
What are you getting at?
I've been having sexual intercourse with Amanda repeatedly in different positions for many, many hours.
What are you trying to say?
That you're a complete idiot?
Look, Amanda would never sleep with anyone except me.
Yeah, right, okay. Hey, Chet, I watch the show all the time, you know? I mean, here's a quarter, buy a clue, all right? Where you go? Yeah, right.
So, Wayne, I see you've met Jake. Oh, damn, I forgot my car keys. I'll be right back.
Okay, hurry up, though, eh? Wow, what a nice place. I wonder how much they pay in rent and stuff. Hey, it's Joe, the hardened New York photographer who has seen it all.
Wayne, you're new around here, so I'll save you some heartache. I'm from New York, so I know how tough life can be. Amanda's no good. She's a mean, conniving bitch who'll chew you up and spit you out. Stay away from her, Wayne.
Okay, well, let me just say that I hear what you're saying and I appreciate your concern, all right? Your thoughts are very well organized, presented clearly and concisely. But bear with me. Are you mental? It's Heather Locklear. She'd give a dog a bone. Hello? Yeah.
This would never happen in New York.
Oh, all right. Look who it is, man. It's Billy and Allison, America's most uninteresting couple.
Allison, I love you. When you're not here, I miss you.
Billy, I love you, but I'm in advertising, and I have to go to work to the advertising agency.
Allison, come back. I miss you.
Hold on. Whipped. No balls. Sorry, man, I seem to be allergic to emasculation. Oh, and by the way, Billy, close your mouth. You're catching flies there, Chief. There you go. All right.
I better go after Allison. I miss her.
All right. All right, okay. Hey, did you just change outfits?
Huh?
Nothing.
Listen, you bastard. I have a very important meeting down at D&D, but maybe we can get away this weekend. Oh, Damn, I forgot my portfolio that contains advertising documents, which I need, because I'm a very important advertising executive.
Okay. All right, hurry back. All right. What's wrong, Jane?
I have the worst part on the show.
Well, yeah. Next to Matt, the token gay guy.
That's me. Gotta go.
Okay.
Boo-hoo, Jane, poor baby.
Shut up, Sydney. Hey, lighten up, Janie.
Hey, it's Michael, the no-good doctor in Sydney. The psycho hose beast. She may be a babe, but it's major vagina dentata action. And I'm not talking about the Police's unreleased fourth album.
Stay away from her, Wayne.
Shut up. You're my sister, not my mother.
All right, catfight. Go at it, man. Excellent. Saucer milk table too. Ding, ding, ding. All right, tear each other's clothes off. Come on, tear it off. So let me get this straight, man. You're like this doctor, right? Who was married to this blonde, who had an affair with a redhead, the blonde sister. Plus, it was Hump Olympics with some chick down at the hospital.
That's right, Wayne.
Good work, my friend. All right. This is cool. Hey, Amanda, weren't you just wearing a different color?
Huh?
Nothing.
Listen, Wayne, I'm getting a little fed up with you, you bastard. And you can't just come waltzing into Melrose Place and take over my life, you bastard. I am an executive, an advertising executive. I have a job, a very important job, an advertising job, you bastard.
Okay, but let me just say...
Shut up, Wayne.
Excellent. All right. Okay. What? No. No. Diddle-la-la. Amanda, I want to stay in Melrose Place. Come on, I'm not ready to go. Come on, no diddle-la. No. Diddle-la-la. I guess it was all a dream. Or was it?
Left you here.
so.
Thank you.
Gotta let us in. Four muggers, you stole our tickets.
You expect me to believe that?
Are you fucking kidding me? Look at us.
Hey, it was those assholes right there. They stole our tickets. Number 13.
Hey, stop those guys.
I got tickets.
Listen.
They even stole my wallet.
Hey, man. Why?
I've never seen these assholes before.
In there, you'll find my Kiss Army picture ID and $150 cash.
Out of here.
Dad.
Come on.
Tisk, 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 my midget Weasley friend. I was really hoping things could work out for you, you know? You got spunk.
Go.
I got it, man. I'm going.
Okay, then.
When everybody's heard about the bird, bird is the word. What about bird? Bird is the word. What about that 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 bird? The bird is the word. What don't you know about the bird? When everybody knows that the bird is the word. What about bird? Bird is the word. Meow 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 pop up 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 meow me